ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Series Season 2 Lesson 9
Nihongo Dojo
Style versus Function in Japan. Whose umbrella is that?
Peter here.
Naomi desu.
Akihiro desu.
Naomi sensei.
Hi.
We are back, and again, I think the topic or the center of attention in this lesson 2 is, of course,
kasa.
Dare no? Whose?
Fabrizio no kasa.
Yes, Fabrizio's umbrella. So we are back. The conversation is taking place at Style U, and the conversation is between two coworkers. In this case, they'll be using formal Japanese.
そうですね。
Polite Japanese. Okay, with that said, again, we're going to be talking about possessives today, and we're going to expand a little bit on what we did last week. Okay, so are we ready to go?
はい。
はい。Okay, here we go.
それはファブリツィオさんの傘ですか？
はい、イタリアの傘です。イタリアのデザイナーの傘です。
へえ、すごい。
それはどこの傘ですか？
え？私の傘？100円ショップの傘です。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
それはファブリツィオさんの傘ですか？
はい、イタリアの傘です。イタリアのデザイナーの傘です。
へえ、すごい。
それはどこの傘ですか？
え？私の傘？100円ショップの傘です。
今度は英語が入ります。
それはファブリツィオさんの傘ですか？
Is that your umbrella? ファブリツィオ？
はい、イタリアの傘です。イタリアのデザイナーの傘です。
Yes, it's made by an Italian designer.
へえ、すごい。
Wow, sounds great.
それはどこの傘ですか？
Where did you get that umbrella?
え？私の傘？100円ショップの傘です。
Oh, my umbrella? I got this at a 100 yen shop. Naomi sensei, let's find out what Akihiro さん thought of today's conversation.
Akihiro さん、
はい、
どうですか？
イタリアのすごい傘と100円ショップの傘のギャップが面白いですね。
Yeah, the difference between an Italian designer umbrella and one from a 100 yen shop is pretty interesting or pretty significant.
そうですね。
So we're going to find out a little bit more about this in a minute, but first we're going to go through some vocab. And again, with the vocab, we'll give you the pitch accent at the end. While you're listening, please try and pay attention to this, okay? Here we go.
Italia.
Italy.
Italia.イタリア
And low to high, right?
そうです。
イタリア。
そうです。
All right. See, starting to get the hang of this. Next we have?
デザイナー。
デザイナー。
デザイナー。デザイナー。
It seems like it fell off towards the end.
Actually, there are two ways to pronounce this word.
Help me out here. What two ways?
はい。The first one is デザイナー。
Low to high, then back down to low.
Designer. That's what Akihiro-san said. And the other pronunciation is designer.
And there you stay high. Start low and stay high.
Hi. I think designer is a bit new way to pronounce the word. This kind of intonation is popular among young people.
But again, as we know...Old, as you keep inferring.
Designer.
This is not what I meant. But yeah, like high school girls. Yeah.
Designer.
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 そうです。
Next we have.
へ。
Really? Wow. Huh?
へ、え、へ。
And I could hear you rising towards the end there.
へ。
That's nice and flat, but it's usually へ。
そうですね。
Going up.
Yeah. そうですね。When you are surprised. へ。Sounds pretty casual though.
What about guy speakers?
へ。
So it's still kind of the going up.
はい。
An interjection expressing surprise. Then we have?
すごい。
Great. Wonderful. Amazing.
すごい。すごい。
And this one starts out low and goes up. Now this word can be used in lots of different situations when, I mean, the frequency of this word in spoken Japanese is...
すごい。
Meaning incredible, amazing. If someone does something amazing,
すごい。
Great, wow. Or if someone gives you some surprising news,
すごい。
Just can be used in so many different situations. And it's a bit on the casual side, but if you attach desu to it, it can be used in kind of more formal situations. Again, not really business Japanese, but can be used in some formal situations. And the frequency on this word is just...Really up there
with そうですね。
basic greetings of the day.
はい、すごいです。
Next we have?
どこ
Where?
どこどこ
This is followed by?
どこの
From where?
どこのどこの
And we have the interrogative for where? どこ followed by no. So it's possessive. Where's? From where?Okay, so let's take a look at the conversation, and as we go through the conversation, we'll break apart the components, and then we'll take a deeper look into some of the things going on there. First, we have...
それはファブリツィオさんの傘ですか?
Is that your umbrella, Fabrizio? Is that Fabrizio's umbrella? Is the direct translation, but as he's actually talking to Fabrizio, it should be translated as, is that your umbrella, Fabrizio?
Of course, she could be said, それはあなたの傘ですか?But anata, as we've already covered, anata is too direct. We don't use anata very often. So, Fabrizio-san no kasa desu ka?
Yeah, so the first part is...
それ
That
wa
topic marking particle.
Fabrizio-san.
Fabrizio?
No.
Attach that possessive S. Fabrizio's?
Kasa.
Umbrella?
Desu.
Is?
Ka?
Question. That Fabrizio's umbrella is? Is that...Fabrizio's umbrella? But again, the person, the speaker is speaking to Fabrizio, but we can't refer to him directly. So, これは Naomi-sensei の傘ですか? Is this Naomi's umbrella?
そうです。
But even though I'm talking to Naomi.
はい、そうです。これは Peter さんの本ですか?
Is this Peter's book? いいえ、違います。It's different.
これは Akihiro さんの本ですか?
はい、そうです。
Yes, it is.Again, this concept may seem a little foreign at first, but the more you get into Japanese, the more clear it will become. This is followed by?
はい、イタリアの傘です。
Yes, it's an Italian-made umbrella. Literally, though, what do we have? We start off with?
はい。
Yes, followed by?
イタリア。
Italy?
の。
Italy's, or Italian.
傘。
Umbrella. Italy's umbrella. Italian umbrella.
です。
Is.And again, the it is inferred. Naomi-sensei, if it was a proper sentence, we'd have...
これはイタリアの傘です。
This is Italian umbrella is. This is an Italian umbrella. But again, that's inferred because he's holding it, the other person's looking at it, or it's right next to Fabrizio. He just stuck it in the umbrella holder, so they know what's being talked about here. So it can be omitted because it can easily be inferred. This is followed by...
イタリアのデザイナーの傘です。
It's an Italian designer umbrella. First we have...
イタリア
Italy
の
Possessive Italy's
デザイナ
ー Designer
の
Now, two possessives. Italy's designer's Finally
傘
Umbrella. Italy's designer's umbrella. An umbrella of a designer of Italy. So we can also work our way back. So...It's an umbrella of a designer of Italy. It's an Italian designer umbrella. And this double no usually refers to, is commonly used when talking about locations.
はい。
For example?
東京の赤坂の会社です。
Company of 赤坂 of Tokyo, or Tokyo's Akasaka's company. Again, we'll experiment with more and more of this later, but this double possessive pattern is not uncommon. So you'll come across it quite a bit in Japanese. This is followed by...
Hey, すごい!
Wow, sounds great. Or, wow, that's something, referring to the umbrella. Next line we have Fabrizio saying...
それはどこの傘ですか?
Where did you get that umbrella? First we have...
それ.
That, followed by...
わ.
Topic marking particle, followed by...
どこ.
Where.
の.
Possessive, where's.
傘.
Where's umbrella?
This.
Is.
か.
Question. So, where did you get that umbrella? Or literally, that. Where's umbrella is. Where's that umbrella from? Is what we derive from this. So this doko no kasa can refer to many different things. It can refer to the brand. It can refer to the location.
Hi.
Where it was bought. But the focus here is on the umbrella and some connection of where it came from. So when you hear this, Naomi-sensei, when you read this and you saw, それはどこの傘ですか? What immediately popped into your mind? What are they talking about here? What does the speaker want to know?
Shop or brand or country which made that product?
Yeah. Similar to the information Fabrizio gave when he told Minami about his umbrella. It's an Italian designer umbrella. So in English, it'd be natural to say, what kind of umbrella? But in Japanese, that reverts to, where's umbrella? And that's a major difference that we want to get you very used to. I think this premise of where, there's so much to this interrogative in Japanese. My major problem was when I used to watch sports, I'd always say, who's playing who? So when I translated it in my mind and I said it in Japanese, I always said, dare to dare, like who and who. But it's incorrect in Japanese. What do we say in Japanese?
Doko to doko.
Where and where? The team from where is playing the team from where?
Doko to doko or doko no team to doko no team?
Yeah. And this, again, the premise here is where did that umbrella originate from? And we're going to try and get you more and more attuned to this as we go on. The answer we have here is?
Eh?
Huh?
私の傘?
My umbrella?
100円ショップの傘です。
I got this at a 100 yen shop, or it's a 100 yen shop's umbrella. So no brand, real cheap one. So let's just get back to this doko no as referring to you want to find out more about something. So Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
Akihiro-san is quite the dresser.
そうですね。
Look at these shoes.
本当ですか?
本当ですよ。So if we wanted to ask about his nice leather shoes.
Leather shoes? It looks flip-flops to me.
Today I'm wearing Japanese sandals. These are called setta.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were called 100 yen shoes.
No. これはとてもあの夏は涼しいんです。
Tell us about these slippers.
These slippers are made of straws.
Kind of like tatami on the bottom.
Oh, that's right.
And by bottom, I mean the place where the foot, the sole of the foot rests is tatami.
Right. So when you put on these setta, you feel like you are walking on tatami mat.
Hey, すごい.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
I see. these are really, really cool.
Hi. そうですね.
It's quite nice to have that feeling. Tatami is so nice. Not those tatami anymore.
Akihiro-san が. He's already wore them.
After when you the first few weeks, they're probably really nice.
Though I'm not gonna share this. Don't worry.
どこのサンダルですか?
これは江ノ島のサンダルです。
Now let's just do this exchange one more time. Naomi sensei asked about the slippers, and Akihiro-san answered about the slippers. But pay attention. Try and see if you can get it one more time. I'm gonna run through this one more time. Ask the question.
どこのサンダルですか?
Whose sandals are those? Where's sandals are those?
江ノ島のサンダルです。
Eno Island. Eno Shima. Eno Shima's sandals. Now, this doesn't really tell us a lot, but what is Eno Shima? Is it a company or is it a location?
Location.
Location.
When I say 江ノ島のサンダルです, which means these are the sandals that I bought in 江ノ島.
I think something just kind of clicked. These aren't a brand name. They're not something quite nice.
Excuse me? Excuse me? これ結構高いんだから。
Oh, sorry, they're quite expensive. Okay, let me just take that back. So I would answer this question where I bought the product. Or maybe I would say, this is Chinese made, so I would say made in China.
中国のシャツです。
Right, so that would be a nice combination. But if it's something very high end, you would answer this question with a brand name.
はい、Gucci のシャツです。
So when you answer this question, どこの, it can refer to where you bought something, or it can refer to a brand name, or where the product was made. And a lot has to be kind of derived from the context of what was said before and what's going on at that particular point in the conversation. But this どこの leaves a lot open. There are a variety of answers you can use to respond to this question. Okay, so with that said, I think we're going to stop here. Now, be sure to stop by JapanesePod11.com. Again, inside the PDF, details write up on what we covered today. In the Learning Center, things to bring everything together, extra vocab questions, also grammar questions to really reinforce what you heard in the lesson, and finally the bonus track to allow you to practice what you've heard. Okay, that's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
お疲れ様です。
それはファブリツィオさんの傘ですか？
はい、イタリアの傘です。イタリアのデザイナーの傘です。
へえ、すごい。
それはどこの傘ですか？
え？私の傘？100円ショップの傘です。